This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, let's talk some hockey, some international hockey. It's Jeremy and Joe. Paul Hamilton joining us now on the Wester Hotline. Good morning, Paul. I hope you haven't had to go outside yet because it's very gross out.
I have not gone outside yet.
No. Good for you. It's gross.
I did not realize it was gross.
You're either stepping on ice or your foot is going through the ice and then your foot is submerged by a puddle that's underneath everything right now. So it's pretty tough.
Yeah, no thank you.
So last night's game, Paul, and the Four Nations tournament, excited to talk about it with you. I mean, I thought the hockey was good. Like, I don't know how much of a question you would have had of how good the quality of the game would have been, but I don't know, like the hitting was there, they didn't call a lot of penalties, I guess, but the speed and the hitting, like it's just you can't even compare it to what it's replacing in like all-star games in recent years.
The start of it was absolutely insane. I mean, the first goal that was scored 56 seconds into the game, when you have McDavid and Crosby and MacKinnon on the ice together, and just, you know, McDavid gets the puck, gets it to Crosby, who's headed towards the net. He does a little pirouette, sends a perfect pass to Nate MacKinnon, who's staring at an empty net, and it was just, you know, a gorgeous goal. Great skill. And you know, Canada just kept going from there in the first period, at least. And, you know, McDavid was putting on an absolute clinic out there. Mm-hmm. And then they scored another gorgeous goal, you know, a little bit later. You know, Point leads a 2-on-1 and gets Marchand for a layup. And, you know, now it's 2-0. And I think, you know, Sweden, they didn't have a shot for a lot of the period, and they think they went into the locker room and said, we got to slow this down, because if we don't, we're going to get blown right out of the back of this building. And, you know, then they did slow it down somewhat and were able to get themselves back into the hockey game. I mean, you know, Canada, you know, they only had 7 shots in the second period, 6 shots in the third period, and then they put the pedal to the metal in overtime again and had 8 shots in overtime and had an exciting overtime. But it was, then we got to see a good comeback by Sweden, who was able to get back in the hockey game and tie the hockey game. So then Sweden's goaltender stood on his head. Gustafsson had, great saves after great saves. And, you know, finally, Canada was able to get the overtime victory.
Yeah, and Canada gave you the one thing you might have hoped they would if you're playing them, which is the goaltending isn't maybe what, you know, you would expect from a team Canada. And you needed the one soft goal, right? Like Kempe coming down the middle is a great shooter, but puck's kind of in the middle of the net. Is it almost amazing, Paul, that, you know, we haven't had these conversations in forever. I mean, it's the first international best-on-best tournament in 9 years. So this doesn't come up often, but it's almost weird that Canada's got superstars at every position, but they don't in net, I guess, right now. Like, there's no top goalie in the world. They have starters, but no guy that's like a Vezina caliber guy.
Yeah, they got a couple that won the Stanley Cup. But, yeah.
That's true.
You're absolutely right that they've always had, like, top-notch, you know, Patrick Waugh, you know, or Luongo,
yep,
or
Carey
Brodeur.
Yep.
You know, they've always had a guy like that, and they just didn't. Actually, the goal you brought up, I thought the same thing until I saw the replay. Kempe actually used Doughty as a screen.
Oh, okay.
Because he actually – I think he shot right through his legs.
Okay.
And they're teammates with the Los Angeles Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of set Doughty up, and Doughty, you know, screened his goaltender for him. So, but I thought the same thing you did when I first saw it. And then when I saw the replay, I actually saw what Kempe did.
Paul Hamilton with us yesterday. The Four Nations face-off gets rolling. Canada over Sweden in overtime. Paul, how did you think that Dahlin played?
I thought for the first half of the game, he might have been Sweden's best player. You know, I thought... You know, he was skating pretty well. I thought he was getting up into the play. He had that really good play. And right before it, he really defended MacKinnon well. MacKinnon came down with speed, and Dahlin, I thought, defended him, did a really nice job defending him. And then next thing you know, the puck's behind Gustafsson, and there's Dahlin to sweep it out. He was in the crease. I don't know if it would have made it all the way to the goal line, but there's no sense finding out. And he was back there and swept the puck out, so I thought he did a nice job there. As the game went on, I didn't think he was quite as noticeable, but, you know, he also doesn't have a key role on that team. He is their number six defenseman right now. He doesn't play on either special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, on the second last shift, started about a minute and a half left in the game in regulation, they put him out there with one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League, Hedman.
Yeah.
You know, he was paired with Hedman, and then he didn't play in overtime.
Didn't play
at all.
That was mind-boggling to me a little, Paul. Like, even the role that you just kind of described, like, he played the fewest shifts of any of their defensemen last night. Like, it was pretty balanced. Like, Hedman played the most. They started playing Carlson a little bit more, but actually, what it ended up with? It ended up Hedman and Forsling really playing the most by a lot, and everyone else was pretty close. But, like, a lot of Sabre fans were complaining about this last night. Like, I was too. Am I wrong for thinking that, you know, because we're close to the sun here. Like, we watch him every game and every shift. So I watch Jonas Brodin and Gustav Forsling, but clearly not to the same degree. Am I wrong for being confused that they don't see Dahlin as like a defenseman that's a tier above other good defensemen, but Brodin, Ekholm, Forsling, like Carlson at this point? I don't know. Am I wrong for thinking Dahlin is a better option than all of those guys?
It just goes to show you what Sweden thinks of him, that they just don't feel he is blossomed into the defenseman that everybody thought he was going to be when he was drafted in 2018 as the number one overall pick. I mean, Sweden shows you right there what they feel about him. And the one thing that puzzled me about overtime isn't, I don't think he's leaps and bounds. I mean, Forsling really, I mean, was great in the playoffs last year and really opened my eyes. Mm-hmm. The type of defenseman he is and how good he can be. But, I mean, I think Dahlin could tie his hands behind his back and be a better defenseman than Erik Karlsson.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Eric Carlson cost him the game. I mean, Eric Carlson played twice in overtime. He played 12 seconds and 10 seconds in two shifts, and he cost him the game in those 22 seconds. All he did is back into his goaltender. I mean, he was so scared of the speed that Marner was coming at him with, and he knows he can't defend, and he knows he's awful at defending, and he basically backed into his goaltender because he didn't step up and make a play. Dowling is a much better defenseman than Carlson is, much better. But Carlson has this offensive reputation. Whether he's playing for Sweden or whether he's playing for the Pittsburgh Penguins or no matter who he's playing with. And even the offense isn't really there anymore. I mean, it used to be. I mean, he used to be the best offensive defenseman you could have. He's never been a good defenseman, good defensive defenseman, and he's just gotten worse. So I don't know why, if you are going to, you know, not go with two of the guys in overtime, but you are going to spot somebody. I don't know why it would be Carlson, for unless you're thinking, yeah, well, we have to get some offense out here. We have to score here in overtime because he's going to kill you defensively, and he certainly did.
Right, and you would think Dahlin could give you at least both on both ends.
Absolutely could. Yeah. I mean, at this point in Carlson's career, Dahlin is so much better than Carlson, and I think even at Carlson's best, he still was so bad defensively that I'd much rather have Dahlin out in that situation.
Well, because what Dahlin might do there, I mean, he was throwing his body around last night. Like, what he might do is step up on Marner and, like, I'm not sure he's going to throw a Stevens open ice hit, but he might have tried to step up and made some contact, which...
It's exactly what he did to MacKinnon on that play out. He stepped up on him and you know, defended very well, I thought, on that MacKinnon play right before he had swept that puck out of the net. Exactly what you're talking about is that's what he did. That's what I didn't get. If you're going to put Carlson on the ice for only 22 seconds, why weren't those 22 seconds Dahlin's?
So tonight, 8 o'clock is USA and Finland, Paul, and then Saturday will be USA and Canada. For your thoughts on Team USA's roster and how it's kind of come together here. They lose Quinn Hughes. They didn't bring Tage Thompson or Cole Caulfield. I know those were a little debatable. But how do you feel like they stack up for the whole tournament now? Do you think they're on Canada's level or close to it compared to maybe, you know, international tournaments of the past?
Well, as far as the whole roster, no. I think they have a very good roster. Don't get me wrong. But I think Canada has a better roster, but you mentioned the goaltending.
Goaltending, yeah.
And Hellebuck is, many people feel, is the best goaltender in the National Hockey League. The only thing about Hellebuck is he's never really had a good playoff.
He was really bad last playoff, right, against, was it Colorado in the first round?
Yeah, but there's a big but to that. A lot of people theorize one of the reasons he has bad playoffs is he's out of gas because he plays so much.
Right, okay.
And if that's the case, he should be pretty good in this tournament because you're right in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't be, quote, out of gas yet if that indeed is the reason why. So you might expect him to be better in what you would see in a competition like this, a playoff or, an international competition like this, just because of the time of the year it's being played in. But certainly on paper, Team USA has a much better, situation in goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they have bad forwards. I mean, you're coming at your top two centers are Matthews and Eichel.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Tkachuk brothers. You got Hughes. I mean,
yep.
Connor doesn't get the respect I think he should. I mean, he's got 30 goals already. I think people always overlook him, but, in the lines that you saw in practice, he's going to play with Eichel and Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk. So, there's some pretty capable guys, in their lineup, but I just don't think it's as good as Canada's.
Yeah, Connor has scored 30 goals every year of his career since 2017, except the COVID-shortened year, where he got 26. So that's
and he's only 28 years old, but people just don't think he gets the respect he should as that type of a goal scorer. Maybe it's because he plays in Winnipeg, and maybe people don't see him as much. Whatever it is, but he just doesn't. And even on defense, I think, Canada got a big loss, and Theodore's out for the tournament now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what Drew Doughty used to be, and through one game, I think it was an absolutely huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He only had played 6 games this year.
Yeah.
And he was responsible basically for 2 of the goals against.
Yeah, it looked like it. It looked like he'd only played 6 games.
He got totally outfoxed by Raymond, who just won the battle, and on the first goal, and Raymond came out with the puck and worked it around, and that wound up in the net, and Doughty wound up just running around. He just was not good at all, but I don't blame him. I mean, you know how they call, get into game shape?
Mm-hmm.
He can't be in game shape yet. He's only played 6 games. And you put him in this kind of competition right off the bat, I don't think it's fair to him, to be quite honest with you, at age 35, because he was, he's not as good as he used to be anyway. So I think Canada made a huge error there, and now he's going to have to, take on a bigger role now that, they've lost a defenseman for the tournament.
Paul Hamilton with us on the 4 Nations tonight, USA and Finland at 8. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Quick timeout here. When we come back, got another good question on James Cook that I think is going to be added to the whole picture here. We're going to be evaluating it, I think, him for a lot of this offseason. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.